Well, folks, we were in Sonoma County this week, and when you're speaking of Sonoma County, there are many distinct wine areas and regions, and we're going to be talking about Russian River at its best. We are at Boletto Vineyards, and Anthony Beckman, the winemaker here, is sitting with me, and a bottle of Estate Chardonnay. The Estate really is your backbone.
It really is. This is a blend of four different vineyards in the 2012 Chardonnay. What I like to do about that is we have these coastal vineyards that are high in acid, and we have some vineyards in the Santa Rosa Plains that are lush in texture. And when you make the blend, you get sort of the best of both worlds. For these Chardonnays, specifically for the Russian River, trying to make a wine that goes with food. You should figure out your vegetables and your meats and then figure out your wine. And that's sort of how
I sort of go the other direction. I figure out the wine and then we go with the food.
Yeah, maybe you're correct. I'll change my methods from now on. All of these have fermented in barrel, so they're barrel fermented. They go into the barrel as juice, just simply Chardonnay grape juice. They spend their whole life in that barrel. They go through fermentation in the barrel. They go through malolactic fermentation in the barrel. They're stirred surleased age and batonnage for stirring and lees mixing, which gives a nice texture to the wines. But the oak component, while it's there, it's not the dominant component. I always look at oak as cooking with garlic. If you throw some butter in a pan and chop up one clove of garlic, you know, suddenly you get this really pretty brightness in your house. If you put some butter in a pan and chop up two heads of garlic, like all you smell is garlic, not only then, but like for the next 2 days, right? That's all you get. Oak to me is like that. I want oak to add a spice element, and I want oak to add depth in the mouth and a texture in the mouth, but I don't want it to be the dominant aroma. I want it to complement as opposed to dominate, and that's really the goal for this. And when you're doing a blend where you get to pick from four vineyards and some are way out by the coast and some are closer to Santa Rosa, it makes this really complete wine. It's elegant. It's not big. It's not over the top, but it has all the fixings to just be a very elegant, very pretty Chardonnay.
Well, folks, some great food just came to the table here. And Anthony, you look famished after talking about all these wines and opening all these wines. The sign of great food and great wine is that we order another dish because there's still wine left.
That's right, and we haven't even really started. I mean, there's lots of wine on the table, and we need to tear into some of this. We've had little sips here and there, and it's time to go all out. Doc, thanks so much for having us tonight. It was a great, great pleasure to meet you and go through these wines. We opened up 8 wines of 17 that we make, so you tasted half of our production, and what I'm most proud of is that you can put so many different bottlings on the table, and they're all distinct, and they all are made at such a high-quality level, and it's just so much fun to be able to come here and share them with someone who appreciates them.
Sir, we are going to enjoy these wines, and we'll come back and visit you on a consistent basis because these wines really represent what Russian River is all about. Cheers.
Thank you.